Here's a good test for the American people. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. Test the fruit of your life. What did you wake up and live for today? Did you wake up for entertainment? Did you wake up more worried about pride and vanity? Did you wake up more worried about what food am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? How am I going to entertain myself? The great command, Matthew 22. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and Mark adds the word strength. How are you loving God as you entertain like the world? How are you loving God when you seek your flesh? The Bible says you cannot please God in the flesh. Test yourself to it, neighbor. What are you living for? That's the real test. The Bible says you must be born again. What's the fruit you've been born again? Church attendance. Oh, I've been a Baptist 30 years. That means nothing. I've been a Lutheran or a Catholic. That means nothing. Born again means I'm walking in holiness and obedience, seeking my Savior. I now hate the ways of the world because the world makes you an enemy of God. James 4:4. And the world is set for the wrath and the judgment of God. But we don't want our neighbors to suffer the wrath and the judgment of God. We want to tell you about the goodness of God. The goodness that you can repent and you can be made new and you can lose this old worldly carnal life, fleshly life, because you can't please God in the flesh, and you can have a new spirit life. Jesus died to procure a peculiar people to himself. But Jesus gave us a lot of warnings about the last days. In Luke 18:8, Jesus said, will there be any faith left on earth when he returns? The faith, you can't be like the world though and love Jesus. If you love him, you obey him and you come out, ma'am. Jesus is more than a t-shirt and a cross. Lose your life to follow him if your worldly judgment is coming for you. We get that a lot here in the Dells. We get a lot of people in the Dells. They got their blessed shirt on. They got their crosses on. They got their tattoos on saying, look it, I'm of Jesus. What Bible verse tells us that a t-shirt, a hat, a metal cross on a chain makes you of Jesus? No. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. Examine its fruit. Test yourself, folks. We love you. Examine its fruit, and you'll see whether you're born of God or not. If you're like the world in how you live, act, talk, dress, entertain, you're not born of the fruit of God. You're born of the fruit of the flesh. Pride, vanity. Did you know pride's an abomination to God? Did you know vanity is a waste and will mean nothing on Judgment Day? Did you know a haughty look, lifting yourself up, you won't gain eternal life? But Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, the meek and the humble will inherit eternal life and the earth, the new heavens, the new earth. What does that mean? Well, meek means you put yourself under God's word and obey it, not the world, not your flesh. And humble means you lower yourself to obey God and don't lift yourself up and follow the world, making yourself your own God, making yourself your own entity that you can please and still have eternal life. Jesus said in Matthew 24, many will go out in the world in his name and deceive. We see that today. We see Baptists deceiving in Jesus' name. We see Mormons deceiving in Jesus' name. We see Anabaptists and Roman Catholics deceiving in Jesus' name. We see people telling me, oh, they're blessed of God while they live like the world. It's impossible. Jesus is a liar if you could live like the world and be your own person. The Bible says that Christ died and purchased us with a price. You're purchased with a price. What's the price you're purchased with? The blood of Jesus Christ. And if you've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, you no longer can live your own life. You have to live for him, obey him, keep his commandments and walk in his word and his ways. But look at yourself, and if you're living like the world, if you care about pride and vanity, if you belong to an American church system, you're not a sheep of God, you're a goat that's going to be set for the judgment to come. We don't want you to be a goat. We want you to be a sheep of God, born of God. I used to be a farmer. I know about animals, sheep and goats. Sheep follow their shepherd. Let's talk about that. In Israel, the sheep are helpless. They can't even survive a few days without their shepherd. Why? Because the shepherd reaches deep in the trough, in the well. He goes deep in the well, and he gets water for the sheep in the trough. So you can't even live apart from the shepherd. And what do you need from Christ? You need the word, and you need the truth, and you need holiness, and you need righteousness. But if you're not seeking that, it means you're not born of God. It means the wrath of God is coming for you. Yes, it's coming for you, ma'am. I hope you repent. You're going to lose your soul. People make a mockery out of the judgment of God because they see that right now we're living under grace. God's wrath hasn't come fully yet, but it is coming. America's already under the judgment of God. Sexual perversion, idolatry, feminization, paganism, materialism. America's already under the wrath of God. And places like the Dells very much make that opportunistic. Hey, we'll feed their flesh and everything we can. We'll titillate the American people with food and water parks and shows and entertainment.
Can we get on with it?
But they're not seeking after the kingdom of God in righteousness. They're not seeking him in spirit and truth. They're not losing their lives and laying down everything to count the cost to follow Jesus Christ.
Here you go, brother.
Sowing and reaping. Are you sowing to truth, righteousness, holiness, goodness? Or are you sowing to the flesh, carnality, sin, and worldliness? Those are going to lead to the judgment of God. If you're born of God, you will seek after that which is incorruptible. The word of God is incorruptible. The truth of God is incorruptible. But everything in the Dells that you see and everything in the culture is corruptible. And judgment and wrath is coming. There's a goodness to God and there's a severity to God. Unless you're seeking the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, you're not going to get the goodness of God, which is his mercy and forgiveness. You're going to get the severity. You're only going to hear one of two things on judgment day, neighbors. Well done, good and faithful servant, because you obeyed him. You came out of the culture. You came out of every false way. Or you're going to hear, away from me, I never knew you. You kept false church systems. You kept worldliness. You kept flesh and carnality. You lived for yourself, not for the Messiah. Don't live for yourself. Live for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He shed his blood for you.
Yeah, we're going to cross in a minute, but yeah, we'll stay here a bit. Yeah, but
you can go over there, lead the way. Go ahead. We'll be over there in a minute. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Look at the fruit of America. We talk about it all the time. 250 years of denominational religion. Look at America. America's corrupt, perverted, materialized, feminized. America is heretical, full of pride and vanity. Most people don't want to hear this. America is Sodom too. Why is it Sodom too? Well, Sodom was destroyed for more than sexual sin, homosexuality. Sodom was destroyed because she was full of bread, she was proud, she was arrogant, and she had sexual perversion. That's America today. So judgment's coming to America. It's already here. It's going to come to the world. The tribulation is going to come. The Antichrist is going to rise. And where will you be on judgment day as you put all of your faith and hope and trust in this worldly culture and not the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Where will you be? What hope do you have if you died today? Why would God let you into his kingdom? He won't let you into his kingdom if you're living in your sin, folks. You got to repent and seek Jesus. He won't let you in. He's not a liar. Narrow is the path, but broad is the road that leads to destruction. Are you seeking that narrow path? Would you like a gospel card? Check out our website. It shows the narrow way. The Dells leads to destruction. The culture leads to destruction. Watch out. Watch out. He's going to run you over. But Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, are you seeking him? Do you know him? Have you studied the scriptures? Do you even know what God's word says? Most Americans know football scores, music, their bank account, their 401k, all their benefits they're going to get, their dress size. They know all the things about themselves, but they don't know the word of God. That's a selfish, self-seeking, wicked culture. And Jesus said this, the culture that rejects the word of God, it will be worse for them than it was for Sodom and Gomorrah, because Christ has come. He showed the way. The word of God is true. And if you don't repent and come out of the churches that are false and come out of the culture, Satan is running this world and the churches. Follow Christ in spirit and truth. Read the scriptures. Ask him for truth and he'll guide you in holiness. We love you. Test yourself. Check out our website. Let us know how we can help you. So I'm out here preaching on the corner. You can't see this because it's an audio. And Sister Ahmed's on the other corner talking to a young woman. Brother's flying signs over here. Young guy in a car and he's yelling, "Preach it." And he's got his video out. And he's videotaping me, and who knows? He might have been a mocker. Didn't look like it. He didn't say nothing mocking. He said, "Love you too." I told him, check out our website. Whole family of them. So this is why we go. This is why we do this. The truth of God affects people, whether it is to the good, which is very few of them, or whether it is like many of them. A lot of mockers, a lot of Satanists, a lot of haters. But the truth of God affects those seekers. And look what they could do with it. They have our contact info. They got our website. Best of all, they got the word of God. And they could go and seek Christ and transform their lives. And hopefully they'll never forget the street preachers with signs calling them out of the world, standing in the broad road to destruction, loving them, not asking for their money, not asking them, "Oh, send us $29.95 a month. No, just some lowly workers, imperfect vessels, though we strive to be complete, mature, as perfect as we can, going out and doing the Lord's work in the streets, because Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything that we've commanded, loving our neighbor on this day.